And welcome into Friday here on Ag Talk. Not only Friday, but the first day of the month of May. And Ed, today we're talking about pears.
Well, not the pear you eat. This is the ornamental pear, the calorie pear. And a lot of people may not know it, but they're seeing it all around the area. It's the trees with the beautiful white flowers all around the Findlay area right now that are just gorgeous. And the thing of it is, it's a gorgeous tree, but there's problems with it. And we're going to discuss those problems on there. And I should say, Bill, that's why we've all planted them, because it's gorgeous white flowers in the spring. And then they're going to have beautiful maroon or reddish maroon leaves in the fall. So color-wise, it's been a really a tree that people like. It originally came from China. It was brought in here hopefully to bring us disease resistance and our regular eating pears, but they found out it had ornamental value. And I guess so we know what we're talking about. Its scientific name is Pyrus caloriana. And most people are not going to know this as the calorie pear. They're going to know it as the horticulture cultivar name as Bradford, Cleveland Select, or Red Spire. I hear a lot of people come to me, I got a Bradford pear, and that's just a cultivar name, but it's actually a calorie pear. The thing of it is, they can cross-pollinate. It forms a wild type of pear that the birds will grab the fruit off and take it other places. It's real aggressive, and it'll take over open spaces and push out the native plants and just literally take over an area. It'll form a thicket. And we have some here in town. I can just tell them right now, if you're out there at Cheddar's, and you look at that kind of little waste area between Cheddar's as you head over to Lowe's, there's just all sorts of white trees blooming right now. Well, that's that thicket that's formed over the years in that area. Being that it's an invasive plant, they've allowed nurseries that can still sell it till 2023. So I just want to tell the homeowner, even though you like what you're seeing there, don't plant it because it's considered invasive and the state is trying to eliminate it, and they're giving nursery people some time to get rid of it. But it could be a problem for you in the future. The other thing is the way the branches form, the way the crotch forms in those branches, it makes them really susceptible to storm damage. So as they get big, get a big windstorm come through, you get a tree that just splits where that branch falls off. And so that's another problem for the homeowner besides the invasiveness of the plant. If you get a wild plant, they get thorns on them, and the flowers actually smell like manure. So they can be pretty offensive if you don't have the right cultivar either out there. So the point of it is, this is a tree we enjoy now, but it's going to go away. Don't buy any new ones. But for now, that's what our white flower tree is that we're seeing.
Thank you, Ed. For Von Wickerham, this is Bill Rice. Good morning to you.
Good morning.